This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Someone pointed that out, you know, it's a bunch of dudes, and it's one guy turning around to the other dudes asking, am I sexual? And the other dudes say, yeah, which is really strange. I never picked that up. I never picked that up when this came out, late 90s. But that was a really strange thing to ask your buddies, wasn't it?
I wouldn't ask my buddies that.
No, that never once came up. Hey, guys, I need to know. And to bring it up in song form. Joining us now is the Senior Fellow in National Security Affairs at the American Foreign Policy Council, Dr. Jim Robbins. Thanks for joining us here in St. Louis.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I wanted to discuss this video that came out of showing Ukraine and Russia, and it's such an amazing video. It's almost like out of a video game where they're controlling this drone and they're just bombing these planes that are parked. And to me, it is just quite amazing. Can I get your reaction to that between Ukraine and Russia and the video that came out?
Well, it's really fantastic when you look at this operation. I mean, from the conception of it to the execution of it, they loaded trucks, you know, with containers filled with drones. They positioned these throughout Russia. I mean, in some cases, far across Russia. And then we're able remotely to deploy them from the trucks to destroy these strategic weapons that were just sitting out there on the tarmac. I mean, just the whole thing from top to bottom was fantastic.
Yeah, I was telling Brad about this earlier. The last time I saw an operation that I was really wowed by was the pagers in Israel. And I thought that was a wow operation that was executed perfectly. This one looks like, to me, wow. So where does that lead us now between Russia and Ukraine? Because supposedly there should be having some peace talks here.
Well, it's a little bit disruptive to that process for sure. I don't know if it affects the battlefield situation too much, because even though some of these weapons have been used in the war, they weren't all destroyed. So it's a black eye for Russia. It's an embarrassment. I don't think it changes facts on the ground. And knowing how Russians do things, I'm certain they're going to seek an opportunity to strike back, if not in kind, then in a way that really makes the point.
So what would the point have to be made? So let's say this point of Ukraine is, you know, we need to show them we still mean business, right? We need to show them that we have the capabilities. Yeah. And you have to show this type of force and strength in order to let them know that we're not going away. So you better get to the table. Maybe if that's the message, I think Zelensky had something similar to say. So what message does Russia in return say to, how do you think they follow up?
Well, it was such an embarrassment to them. I mean, areas that they thought were completely secure suddenly aren't. You have Ukrainian special operators operating on Russian territory in order to make this happen. So they're going to seek some way to damage Ukraine's prestige or just do something very destructive to them. Russia hasn't used all of the types of weapons that it could use against Ukraine. And I'm talking about like strategic bombers and rockets, not nuclear, but, you know, still weapons with reach and with punch. And I think Putin will escalate it a little bit. I think he will unleash something on Ukraine that they're kind of not expecting, that he hasn't used before, but just really to make the point that you cannot embarrass him and get away with it.
You know, I was under the impression Russia was running out of steam like 2 years ago. And here's things are still going. So how much do they actually have left in the tank to retaliate? It sounds like, I mean, they've used pretty much every resource they can possibly use without getting other countries involved.
Well, A, there are other countries involved, North Korea and Iran, for example. But they do have a lot left. They're actually advancing on the ground. It's incremental, but they are advancing. And they're fighting an attrition war with Ukraine because Putin doesn't care how many people die to further his aims. He will empty his jails. He will throw in any kind of people into the meat grinder. And Russia has 4 to 5 times the mobilization base of Ukraine, so he can afford to do it. I mean, the Ukrainians have to kind of be careful about preserving their forces. They can't just fight an attrition war like that. So Russia can keep going in this war, especially since Putin really, I mean, he really doesn't care how many people die for him.
Let's say there's, unlikely as it is, someone's considering traveling to Russia right now. What would you tell them? I would tell them, don't be their next prisoner. I mean, it seems like that's the type of stuff that happens here because they have to pull people out for leverage and negotiations and things. I'm assuming most Americans would understand it's probably not a good time to travel over there, but I'm guessing some still do.
I guess people do. I wouldn't advise it, you know, for that reason. Like you could wind up a hostage part of the negotiation. I mean, if you absolutely positively have to go to Russia, make sure that your, you know, insurance is in good shape. Take a burner phone because your phone will be compromised when you go over there. I mean, you know, there's just so many issues with traveling to Russia right now.
Former special assistant in the Office of the Secretary of Defense. So, what do you think the United States' role will be moving forward? They've been trying to facilitate some of these different discussions into trying to end this because we don't want to have to continue to, number one, at least deal with it financially from our sake, but two, we just don't want to have the uncertainty of everything else going on. So what do you think the United States' role is moving forward if they can't get some sort of deal in place?
Well, there has been a little bit of a rift between the Congress and the White House over the funding issue. I think that's being tempered, though, by the fact that even though President Trump was confident he could get everybody to the table, Putin just isn't in the mood to negotiate the way that Trump wants. So it seems like the United States might pivot back towards giving more support to Ukraine. I think the Ukrainians definitely have to seek more support from other countries, though, to like make up whatever gap might be there. So I mean, it's really hard to say right now, but it seems like the mood in Congress, the bipartisan mood, is to maintain or even increase the aid to Ukraine while they can. And I think the White House is kind of softening on their position on that, that maybe Trump would go ahead with that.
Can I ask you about China, too, while we're at it, talking foreign affairs? Is China still perhaps the biggest threat? Because, you know, we hear these things and we're like, okay, what if Russia does this? What if they bring out that? And, you know, we're talking about more war in the region. And you don't want to forget about what's going on right now, not only with tariffs, but what China could do and their capability.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Abilities, at least. So how do we stand with China? And are they still the biggest threat to America?
Well, China is definitely a growing threat when you look at what they're doing in terms of their military modernization. They're building up their nuclear program. They're looking at space weaponry. Their Navy is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, far outpacing any growth we have in that regard. They're pushing out territorial claims, not just against Taiwan, but against all of their neighbors. And, you know, in that respect, China is a problem. But on the other hand, they're facing a demographic collapse. They've got economic contraction. The response of the Communist Party is kind of to double down on controls. And, you know, we know how that works, right? I mean, look at the Soviet Union. So China is kind of a mixed bag. But the more they face chaos internally, the more they may look to a foreign policy adventure to try to unify their country behind the party and behind Chairman Xi. So it's kind of a shaky time now with China.
Mm. Is there anything that we're not paying attention to foreign-wise that we should be paying attention to? I feel like we get news on a minute-by-minute basis, so most of us are pretty well aware of things. But is there anything out there that is lingering that concerns you that we should be giving more attention?
Well, I think the recent domestic terror attacks in this country have drawn a little more attention to the fact that international terrorism is still out there and it's still a problem. People being motivated by extremist ideologies who are willing to use violence to make whatever point they're trying to make. So even though we're not as focused on it as we used to be, say, post 9/11, the terror threat is still out there, and it's something we have to be concerned about. And then, of course, there's Iran, which people are talking about. I don't know if they're talking about it correctly, because there's no way Iran's going to give up their nuclear program. So, mm-hmm. I mean, those negotiations are just not going to work.
Yeah. And, well, you know, the pinky promise, which is we'll just give you aid and you'll promise not to enrich things. Yeah, right. That was kind of one of those things we can go back and look at and predictably understood why we should be skeptic of Iran to begin with. But somehow during the Obama administration, we still decided to trust them, which boggles my mind. Yeah, and we continue to see them as a threat foreign-wise, but you talk about Boulder, Colorado. Is that what you're referring to when we're talking about domestic terrorism and what we find could happen in our own grounds?
Yeah, the Boulder, Colorado attack, the shooting that was here in Washington a couple weeks ago, the automotive attack in New Orleans on New Year's, which killed 15 people and was ISIS inspired. The attack on Governor Shapiro's residence in Pennsylvania, and, you know, other incidents that have taken place recently, not all of which are motivated by, say, an Islamist type ideology, but many of them have been.
Right. Well, that's this last one. Well, I guess the last couple of when you're talking about the parade that was going on in Boulder and mostly targeting elderly Jewish people that were out there against Hamas and in the Jewish embassy, some of the problems that we saw. You're right. It's so funny. That just happened a couple of weeks ago, but it's out of our memory already. I don't know how to keep up with all the things that are going on, like in the United States, let alone around the world. So I don't know how you do it. So by the way, if people wanted to look you up online, Dr. Jim Robbins, where can they go?
Well, I'm the Dean of Academics at the Institute of World Politics, which is a graduate school in Washington. So you can go to iwp.edu and you can look me up and everything that our school does.
Great. Also a senior fellow in National Security Affairs, the American Foreign Policy Council, former special assistant in the Office of the Secretary of Defense. It's a lot of stuff. Your business card, I'm guessing, is like a full sheet of paper at this point. You got all the credentials that are on there.
Yeah, I try to keep it simple.
When you, on an education side, are you concerned? We saw all the stuff that happened in universities across the country where all the protests were coming out. Did that concern you?
Yeah, I was extraordinarily concerned. I wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal about that because, I mean, our school is not like those schools. Our school is committed to American values and, you know, the Western moral tradition. We don't have encampments. We don't have pro-Hamas chanting or anything like that. And looking at the way education has gone in this country, particularly higher education, I mean, it's just out of control in terms of the value relativism and, you know, hate America rhetoric and all of this kind of stuff. There's no sense of civic duty or support for the country or informed patriotism or anything like that. So I think what we're seeing now is a reckoning from that development when the Trump administration is going after these schools. I think a lot of the public says, good, go for it.
You know, it was so interesting, too. You can look at the universities that, I guess, facilitated these protests and allowed for them to linger on much longer than they possibly should have. And then you get to the point where some of these universities continue to fight it today. And we can look at Harvard, which boggles my mind, too. That is what really boggles my mind. A lot of these other universities have realized their error in the way that they are harassing their own students and allowing this harassment to happen. But Harvard really wants to make sure that harassment continues in the future by continuing to fight for those protesters. That really boggles my mind, too. I'm guessing that's I don't know how that ends with Harvard, but I got to say, you got to stand by those students that are getting yelled at and harassed and not allowed to freely move around their own campus. But Harvard doesn't seem to mind it so much, I guess.
Yeah, it's sad. I think that they figure they can sit on their $54 billion endowment that they built up by exploiting the nonprofit laws, and that somehow they can wait the Trump administration out. I guarantee you they will fail at this attempt because those endowments, they're in the target zone right now, and the government's going to go after them. So, you know, Harvard, you have the chance to do the right thing, but you're not doing it. So good luck.
Like every other university. Dr. Jim Robbins, thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, that is, it's so, to me, it's hard to keep up, Brad, with all the different world events, let alone the domestic events that are going on, because things change so fast.
They change so fast, and they're all interlinked and intertwined, and they play off of one another, and the repercussions of one affects the other, and it's just so much.
Yeah, good luck trying to keep up. I guess that's why programs like this are important, so we can have those sort of discussions. All right, when we come back from the break, there's a couple of things that are going on, and it's so interesting when it comes to athletes, biological males competing in biological female sports. And a couple of those different stories came up over the weekend I wanted to bring up. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.